Welcome to Season 4 of Swiss Impact with Vanagis. I'm Sveta.
And I am Ben. The topic of Season 4 is impactful businesses. Would you like to shift your capital to make positive impact and profit at the same time?
We will bring you amazing guests who are business owners, thought leaders, founders of impact investing funds, who will inspire you to invest with impact.
In this season, we will focus on high impact, high profit investment opportunities, which contribute to SDGs, better known as Sustainable Development Goals, as defined by United Nations.
We are hoping that when you watch this, you will shift your capital to serve all people and the environment.
We do not have time to wait for politicians and big banks to start acting on a big scale. Our aim is to establish an easy and quick match between impactful businesses and investors.
We will be broadcasting live every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central European Time here on Swiss Impact with Vanagis.
Impact is best when you invest.
Welcome to the Impact Leaders 2022. And as it will be with Kevin Harrington, we can as well call it Impact Shark Tank 2022. Today is the final of the competition where impactful businesses, which are not only generating positive social and environmental impact, but also financial return, are pitching to investors, mentors, their amazing businesses. So they all have the ambition to solve one or several sustainable development goals, SDGs, and have sustainable business models, meaning that they are going to be profitable and impactful at the same time. So let me start with sharing with few insights of the competition. We started receiving many applications from all over the world end of last year, and only 17 made it to the semi-final, which happened last week. And what a semi-final we had! 17 startups from US, Canada, Switzerland, Madagascar, Sweden, India, and other countries were presenting their impactful projects. And to be honest, it was truly hard for the jury last week to select only 7 who made it to today, to the final. So today you are going to enjoy the most impactful and promising companies who will inspire you to get engaged into impact investing sector. And even more, they are all very excited to get direct feedback from Kevin Harrington, the original Shark Tank himself, and he will join us soon. I'd like to mention also the prices of the competition. Of course, for the finalists, you're pitching directly to Kevin, and it can happen that he will invest in your business. You will also get the chance to receive a mentorship with Impact Investing School and a TV show interview that has more than 200 million viewers. So with this, I would like to open the final and what, of course, announce the finalist. And the finalist, you are there with us, so please keep an eye because you will be pitching in the order as I announce the finalist. The first one is Claire Smith with the project Beyond Animal. The second, Leva Paludnevichuti with Wake Up Pelvic Project. The third, Ivan Ransom and Kevin with Project Resilience. The fourth, Eric Garcia Cordero with Project RIA. The fifth, Francisca Meshe and Triples. The sixth, Federico Ristero Sierra with Energia Vectorial. And the seventh finalist is Mariano Garcia with Matt Mobility. Great. I hope you are all here. You can post something in the chat so we can communicate in this way. As for now, as we are waiting for Kevin to join, I want to guide you through our agenda for the finals. So the first will, of course, happen when Kevin is joining us. Each participant will give the 3-minute pitch, which is very strictly this time 3 minutes, followed by 3 minutes questions and feedback from Kevin Harrington to you. Then we hope to take a picture with all finalists and Kevin for the record. Then after that, when everyone has pitched, we will have a short 5-10 minute jury session and participant session to network in parallel. So we will discuss who is going to be the winner of Impact Leaders 2022. Afterwards, when we all come back, we will announce the finalists, of course, take a picture with the finalists and Kevin, and don't go away at that stage, stay till the end, as we also would like to have a very short interview with the finalists, a one-to-one. So then while you can network with your colleagues, we will make short interviews on the site. And please keep your videos on and stay alert at all stage during the final. So yes, that's basically the short introduction. Hello, Kevin, are you with us? Ben, can you please
let me
Kevin to the spotlight that everyone can see him and yes.
Yeah, he is here.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we hear you.
We hear you and see you perfectly. Hi there. Hi, guys, how are you doing?
How's everybody?
Very good.
Everyone is very excited. We just had a little round to see how the finalists are feeling. So they're all excited to pitch to you and get your feedback and get your questions. But before we start, I really want to introduce you to the finalists because, of course, they know you, but I want still to introduce you properly. So, Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us today. You are the original shark on the hit TV show Shark Tank, the creator of the infomercial pioneer of the As Seen on TV brand and co-founding board member of the entrepreneurs organization, Kevin Harrington, right? And you have pushed past all the questions and excuses to repeatedly enjoy 100-fold success. You are the legend, and your legendary work behind the scenes of business ventures has produced over $5 billion in global sales. You launched more than 500 products and made dozens of millionaires. 20 of your companies have each topped $100 million in revenue. So Kevin's passion, the most important, is empowering entrepreneurs to greatness. And if I may quote you, you say that, "I believe every entrepreneur deserves the opportunity to see his or her dream become reality." It's so beautiful, Kevin. So we are going to have 7 finalists, Kevin, who are going to pitch to you. We really hope you will like them. Some of them are at the early stage and some of them are already in much later stage, but you will understand while they're pitching. So the 3-minute pitch will be followed by 3 minutes questions and feedback from you. And after we are done, then we are going to take a picture with you. I hope you are okay with that.
Okay.
And go
I'm ready.
To the breakout room to see who is going to have it, the prizes of the Impact Leaders contest. All right?
Super.
You want to
see
something?
I'm excited. Let's go.
So we start.
We start with Claire?
Yes, we start with the first project called Beyond Animal, and the finalist is Claire Smith. So Claire, wherever you're ready, you can start.
I will, but it says that the host has disabled participant screen sharing, so I can't put up the slides yet.
Just a second. This will be solved in a second.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Good luck.
Just 1 second. Okay, so great to be here. Great to meet you, Kevin. I'm here representing Beyond Animal, which is a platform where investors and vegan businesses meet. Why? Because our mission is to use this technology to enable the transition away from the use of animals by providing online funding and business services to businesses and investors in this arena. The impact story around animal exploitation and avoiding that is indicated by this SDG chart, where I've highlighted specific SDGs, which are in essence being undermined by our use of animals. And it makes it very difficult for us to achieve those SDGs while we continue to use animals and actually to increase their usage, with obviously the damage to the environment and everything else that entails. Why this is important and why this is an interesting investment opportunity is the size of the market for the use of animals, and the fact that technology is providing us with alternatives to the use of animals across all of these spaces. These are enormous markets of $1 trillion in food, in clothing, in materials, in convenience food, smaller markets in personal products and in animal testing alternatives, but still very material. Moving on to the next slide, we are seeing enormous amounts of capital now being invested, with $5 billion close to being invested last year, or an increase over the previous year, which was itself something like three times the amount in 2019. What's interesting here is that we are seeing more and more people interested in investing in this space, more entrepreneurs, but it's connecting that capital to the businesses, which is interesting. So we've created this multifunctional platform and ecosystem which is dedicated to animal-friendly businesses and investing, which allows investment, funding, where we have partnerships with capital providers, where we're providing information to businesses and to investors, and also obviously the connections between all of those stakeholders. In terms of finding investments in alternative proteins, we have created an AI-driven machine learning algorithm which matches the investors with the projects which suit their investment criteria, and that's under a membership program. Certain selected investments which have popularity and where we are able to put in place either agreements with the investors that are interested to invest or the companies, are transported into this deal management platform, which then follows the deal through from start to finish with all e-signatures and transfer of documentation going through. And that enables us to provide this fundraising service to the businesses. We have within the platform created our own proprietary pitch event and conferencing tool through an integration. And that is how we are putting on investment conferences and educational conferences in addition to the pitch events, where the investors can see the businesses present, and then they can go into the deal management tool in order to determine their investments. This is our traction to date. We have many thousands of people who are receiving our newsletters, thousands of people on LinkedIn, all the various social media platforms, and obviously on the platform itself.
3 minutes are over.
Okay. So those are the business models.
The most important.
Okay. So we have multiple business models on this platform, which has got obviously thousands and thousands of users. We want the money in order to market this platform and upscale our operations, having done the majority of the technical development in-house up until this point, in order to provide those services.
Great. Thank you, Claire. Thank you. Kevin, now we give it over to you.
Okay. Thank you, Claire. I appreciate that. What I'd like to try to get a handle on is, you mentioned you have thousands of users coming to the site. I'm trying to understand the income model for the company. Okay. So who are the actual customers? Is this a B2B? Could there be B2C also? Do people pay a subscription fee to come in? I know you put on, you've got your platform where you're matching entrepreneurs with investors in this vegan space. So, have you closed deals there? you know, what's happening so far in terms of activity, cash flow, deal closing, et cetera. And then, you know, I'm throwing out a lot of questions here, and you can get back with the answers as you go. But it, you know, like, for example, when you're matching companies, do you take equity at all? Is there any kind of a fee for a percentage of the processing or a percentage of the deal if you're connecting investors with entrepreneurs? So basically just want to try to understand the cash flow a little better of what it is you're doing.
Okay, sadly. Well, in terms of the business model, the membership on the investment side, on the investor side, is on an annual membership. And this allows them to access effectively a deal database. We have deals being registered on a daily basis of all sizes, and the online matchmaking basically curates to the investor's preferences, the size and the type of deal that they want.
So do the investors pay the membership?
Yes, there is an annual membership for the investors.
How much is that?
It varies. At the moment, we have a 500 up to a 2,500 per year membership. It depends on whether you're an individual or a business.
Then US, is that Swiss or
yes,
US?
Yes, in dollars.
Uh-huh. $500, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay,
that's targeted at the individual kind of angel investor, whereas the larger memberships are for kind of corporate or fund investors. And those also come with additional benefits whereby they can propose deals back to the platform that will then be put into the deal management tool, which is helpful to them because they are investing in companies, but they may want to attract other investors and they may want to effectively promote those companies that they're investing in to other investors in order to complete the round.
Gotcha.
In terms of other business models, other than the investment side and the entrepreneurs' capital raising side, we've also had sponsorship money for providing events on the platform. We've had, besides the pitch events, the investment conferences like the New Food Invest, which we did last March, in cooperation with ProVeg, which is the largest international food advocacy organization in the world, and they want to do the same for us, the same with us again. So we can also have sponsorship of the platform and of these events as a business model.
3 minutes, Sarah.
How many members do you have right now?
In terms of investors registered, we've got about 800, and we've had about 500 deals registered on the platform. Okay. In terms of actual memberships sold, we have had something in the tens, let's say, not an enormous amount, but we've had a lot of traction with the deal management tool, with people looking at the businesses, the deals that we are actually promoting, where we are receiving a percentage commission from the company on brokered deals, effectively.
So you take a little equity stake if you're putting people together?
Generally, we're not taking equity stakes like AngelList. What we are doing is doing it more on a brokerage standpoint. Okay. There is the possibility with a co-investment vehicle to take equity stakes as well. If we are aggregating the investors together, then we are doing that with a performance fee.
Gotcha. I mean, in the US, we have these equity crowdfunding sites, yep. Start Engine, Republic.co. These are for all kinds of companies. I think the fact that you're going after a very specific niche could be very powerful, and putting on events and doing almost like we're doing here today, taking pitches. This builds credibility, momentum, viewers, etc. It will bring in more dealers, more members, and I think you're on the right track here. And I would focus on developing something that you can get equity. That if your company can get equity in putting companies together, you can have hundreds and thousands of pieces of equity that could drive some very significant asset values for your business.
Hey, do you think that would be a better option? Because
yeah,
obviously, as a new company, we need cash flow as well.
Over the time completely.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe a combination of both. Yes. Sorry, we're out of time. Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Claire.
Thank you very much.
Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I knew it would be very hard to keep these 3 minutes. And just being fair to other participants, we need to try, right? Also for the next one. Okay. Okay. We'll not catch you in the middle, but just we need to keep the time. Otherwise, Kevin, you can stay for us with us for 2 hours.
Yes, yes.
Very welcome.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. The next participant is Leva Palut. Oh, Leva, I love your name. It's so complicated. Can you pronounce it right?
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Eva Paludnevichute.
Exactly, with Wake Up Pelvic Project. Okay, dear, good luck to you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Should I start now?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Urinary incontinence sounds familiar? Well, it might not. In fact, it's one of the most neglected health topics in our society. The statistics are astonishing. In Europe alone, there are over 50 million women who suffer from urinary incontinence. So, what does incontinence look like? It looks like this. It's invisible. Women feel scared and embarrassed, and they stop doing their daily activities, such as running and cycling. They underperform at work, and they get less engaged with their community. Sadly, women don't know much about urinary incontinence. What is worse, major brands of pads have reinforced the wrong message for years, saying that incontinence is a normal part of life. They encourage women to buy incontinence pads instead of treating the condition. And the condition can be treated. Most cases can be resolved by doing regular exercises. Our solution is an app for women who want to prevent and treat urinary incontinence. It will keep women well informed about the condition. A personalized video program will guide them through exercises every day. They will also be able to track their symptoms and share experiences in a supportive community. With our app, women will have a chance of gradually improving their condition. They will spend less on incontinence pads, and most importantly, they will be able to get back to the daily activities with confidence. In terms of competition, most of the solutions focus on Kegel exercises only and do not take a holistic approach of training the whole body. We will take a unique position in this niche market by taking a holistic approach and selling our tool at an affordable price. Our proof of concept market is Switzerland, and then we want to expand to European countries. From the global perspective, there are over 700 million women with urinary incontinence. Based on investor interest and focus, we are open to bringing our app to specific emerging markets. Our solution is extremely scalable, can be adapted to the culture and language of each market, and we would reach women by collaborating with local NGOs. We are 4 co-founders with a solid professional experience in business development, software development, and finance. We are supported by pelvic physiotherapists in Switzerland. We are actively seeking startup mentoring on a range of topics, including branding and how to achieve maximum impact. Thank you very much, and I look forward to your questions.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thanks. It was 3 minutes. Perfect. Kevin,
thank you. Thank you very much. So the question, just getting started, is your website, is the app built? Is it up? Is it running? Are you getting customers, or are you seeking capital to finish the development?
Thank you for your question. Our app is not built yet. We've tested. So we're quite an early stage startup. In the last 9 months, we've been really taking a deep dive into the market, understanding the doctors, the patients, the women, and what they need. And we've been doing surveys and learning about them. And we have a plan of what we want to have in our app. And now we're making some important decisions about some technology aspects. which will influence our IT budget and the investment required. So I think that in about 1 or 2 months' time, we will be able to have a clear proposal for investment. And at this point, we are still clarifying some technical details. Our goal is to launch the first paid version of our app in the end of this year.
Okay. Very good. And what is the business model in terms of income to the company? And let me just start by saying this. I've been involved with a number of startups that involve launching mobile apps. One of the biggest costs after the development side, so you have the cost to develop the app, put the app together, et cetera, all the content. But now the big cost is the marketing cost to get users for the apps. I've had different campaigns where we were able to get users for the apps for under a dollar, some over a dollar. We had some that were $8 to $10 just to get a user, okay? So if, you know, you don't have any of that information yet because you haven't launched it, but the question would be, if you've got these costs, you've got costs to develop the app, I'm sure that's investment money you're raising, but as you acquire customers, you know, just to get 10,000 users could cost, you know, a million, you know, dollars potentially. I mean, it could anywhere from 100,000 to five, you know, depends on these numbers and the metrics, right? So what is the income model? How are you going to be getting revenues coming in as you're matching people?
Yeah, it's a very good point you're making about reaching people and actually getting them on the app. Our model is a B2C model, but our distribution channel will be doctors. And our goal is to become a recommended solution by the doctors. And what we've been doing in the past 6 months, we've been communicating with different doctors in Switzerland and also in Lithuania, where I'm from, where in these both countries I have a network. And we've received very significant interest in very important organizations in gynecology and physiotherapy. And they're willing to support us and to include us in their newsletters so that the doctors recommend us as a solution. In terms of reaching customers online, of course, it's a different path, and we don't rule that out. It could also be an option. And the advantage here is that we are looking into this very narrow topic, and we are looking at women who have urinary incontinence within a specific age range. So we would dedicate the financial resources towards targeting this niche segment.
3 minutes are over.
Last comment, Kevin.
Okay, so I think these are a couple recommendations. In your presentation, I'd say one thing that maybe you could beef up would be you've got great skills in running businesses and technology, but I see a little missing link on the marketing side. I would beef up your dream team, the members of your company, in terms of people that have been involved in marketing web, you know, mobile apps. And I would also recommend, you know, when you talk about, you know, because I'm still a little unclear, you know, are people paying subscription revenues? I think that's the model. But you now are going to bring doctors in. Will the doctors participate in those revenue streams?
No, they won't.
Okay, so that's a concern that I have, because, you know, if you're gonna go to doctors, ask them to drive people to your site, drive people to your app, these kinds of things. What's in it? I mean, what's in it for the doctor? I mean, they may lose control of their patient. They may, you know, there's got to be some incentive, in my opinion, built for the doctor to want to bring their customer to an outside third party. Yes, you may say, well, they should be wanting to help their patients. And yes, there may be some doctors who would do that anyway. But, you know, if patients if they're sending their patients to you and they're going to be paying subscription fees, et cetera, you need to have some kind of compensation, in my opinion, some affiliate kind of a relationship with whether it's doctors or other people. And I just think that one last thing, I do know if it's subscription revenue, that's good. But potentially, I've seen various Kegel exercises and things like this where they have certain products. So you may want to think about also bringing some products to the table that people could purchase also. Maybe there's some ingestibles or supplements, and maybe there's other products in addition to the information that you're providing on the app. Okay?
Thank you very much. Very
good luck. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. It's amazing. You're really tackling it to the point. Thanks.
You bet. Okay.
Thank you. We have the third finalist. They are two, actually, because they are the team. Ivan and Kevin, and the project is Resilience. So, guys, good luck. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. So,
loading.
Okay, you tell me when I can start.
Yeah, just go ahead, start.
Okay, climate change, water, air, and soil pollution, industrial agriculture, and massive trash generation. Our ways to produce and consume has made us reach a danger point in the planetary boundaries. We have no time to lose. The future is in our hands, and what happens in the following centuries will be determined by how we play our cards in this decade. And that's why Resilience 2020 came to be. We install 5 eco technologies for free and integrate them into a circular economy system, which links people in cities and rural areas, allowing them to generate additional income and decrease water, air, and soil pollution and transition to organic production and consumption. We commercialize bio and humus from homes in the cities to the agricultural sector at a competitive price, actually the cheapest on the market. And then we buy their now organic products back into the city under a fair trade scheme, homes and restaurants. Well, our market is pretty much every single person in the planet. However, we are now focusing on 3.5% of the population in Mexico, which is roughly 4.4 million people. And we leave no one behind. Independently of their socioeconomic status, we want to reach them all. Here you can see our ecotechnologies in action. Wouldn't you like to have fresh vegetables from your roof to your table? Thus, we have positive environmental impact, promote health through production and consumption of organic products, and generate additional income, roughly 10% of the average income in Mexico. If you're wondering about our competitors, there are many companies that produce and commercialize ecotechnologies. However, they are not our competitors. I'm going to show them to you in the next slide. I hope this is clear enough. We have no competitors, as our self-sustainable, scalable, replicable, and free circular economy system is unique. This has made us win international awards, and thanks to organizations worldwide, such as POP Movement, Impact Investing School, and Borussia Dortmund, we have reached to the point that we are now. And we dare to dream big.
We are asking for $2 million investment in exchange of 4% of our shares. With a return of investment, we estimate of 6.3 years and a break in 25 months. Well, your investment will accelerate the expansion of our project in Mexico, but also in worldwide. Join us in this unique opportunity to tackle climate change while having a financial benefit. And let me tell you, we believe this is a really impactful project. However, we need your expertise in order to make our brand strong. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, please let us know.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So walk me through the revenue streams. Who are the customers? What are they paying? How do you generate income?
Okay, Let's say, for example, that we install these 5X technologies on your home. So you will have it for free. But
What are you putting in my home?
It will be a greenhouse.
A greenhouse.
Water harvesting system for a greenhouse, compost, biodigester, and solar heater.
And so what does all that cost a homeowner?
It's around $1,800 US for us. For the households, it's free, yeah.
And then does the homeowner pay for that, or are you paying for that?
We pay for that, but we have an arrangement with each household. So let's say, for example, that you normally pay, let's say, $100 each month for your gas consumption. So we have an arrangement with the household so that they will save 15% of that payment, and the 85% will pay to Resilient 2020. But also we give them workshops in order for them to know how to manage each of the technologies. And so, for example, they produce bio, in which we buy them the bio and sell it back to the farmers, and then buy the farmers the products and sell it back to the cities. So this way, each household receives an income of about 10% of the monthly average income of a person in Mexico, which represents more or less what a person pays for cleaning and cosmetic products. And so we have also cleaning cosmetic products that we sell, organic and biodegradable, which are the cheapest one on the market, which makes each people reduce around 40% of their consumptions.
Okay, so is your business based on you providing these greenhouse investments to the homeowners? Your plan is to go out and give thousands of homeowners, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of homeowners these greenhouses?
The main source of income for us is the commercialization of the bio, which is the homes are going to produce it for free. I mean, it won't cost them nothing besides the organic residues from their kitchens. And then they put water on that, the bio is produced, which is an organic fertilizer. And that we are going to sell it to the farmers. That is our main source of income. And also we are going to buy them their products and sell them back to the cities. And that's a second way of income for us. And okay. Also from the gas savings.
But you have to front this $1,800 cost to get this greenhouse into someone's home, right? If you start running the numbers, it's very quickly you need tens of millions of dollars in advance. My question is, how long does it take to pay to get the money back for you on the $1,800 that you invested in somebody's application? How long before that $1,800 is earned back?
Okay, just to put in a perspective to answer your question in two ways. So the first is that once we put the $1,800 in each house, while they pay back and we move the products by selling them, commercializing them, we end up earning enough money. So if we install we implement that in 14 homes, if we earn enough money so we can actually recover the enough money in each year in order to install one new ecotechnology next year. So
about
let's say for
one
example,
year?
Let's say for example, if you invest in this case $2 million, the return of investment that we're calculating, it will be in 6.3 years. But you are, for example, with these 2 million, we're installing around 350 homes. But in the end, after 10 years, these 350 homes will become more than 800 homes. And you will recover in 6.3 years, you'll recover the initial investment. And also, our break-even is in month 75. So that means that we can actually expand even more in more places.
Okay. So I do think, I mean, let me say this. As an investor, if you say to me, I need $2 million today, and 6 years from now, you're going to get a return on that investment. That's way too long for me. Okay. Now, I don't know how many other investors want to wait that long, but I'm concerned about the heavy cost that you have fronting this $1,800 to so many people. The capital you need there is extreme. The payback is long. And so I'm suggesting that you maybe take a look at some other ways. I mean, could you get the homeowners to offset some of these costs on the front end? Maybe the homeowners could be investing $1,000 up front, and not up front, but maybe they could pay on a monthly basis some access to this, because I'm concerned that investors are not going to be the only ones to put this money up. I think you need to look maybe some financing companies. If you could, maybe there's ways to issue a credit card to somebody that could be charged $30 or $40 a month, $50 a month, whatever, some way to bring in some other revenues. Because as an investor, I don't know that you're going to find investors willing to take all of that risk and wait 6 years to get their money back. So I just think you need to work on getting some cash flows coming sooner and not just capital from the investors.
Okay, that's a good idea. Thank you very much. And that's why we're also trying to manage the product sales, for example, the cleaning products, but cosmetic products.
That'd be great. If you have other sources of income that can offset these heavy costs on the front end.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go to the next project, which is Ria, and Eric Garcia is going to pitch to us.
Hello, everybody.
Just a second, Eric. We will bring you to the spotlight. Now you are here. Hi.
Great. Hello. Hello, Kevin. Thank you very much for your time. Let me share my screen. Let me know if you can see it, please.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to time myself too. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. My name is Eric Garcia. I'm a co-founder of Rea. Rea is a Swiss startup developing technology to predict the risk of a preterm birth. And we're solving a straightforward problem. Doctors don't know which of their patients will deliver preterm. About 10% of all pregnant women around the world deliver prematurely. And today, to diagnose a preterm birth, doctors have to wait until a patient shows symptoms, which is unfortunate because in 50% of the cases, there are no symptoms, which means that half of all premature kids are born without preventive medical intervention. And the consequences are fatal. Preterm birth is the first cause of death of children around the world. In Switzerland, 1/3 of infant deaths occurred among infants born preterm. In the US, that was 2/3. For that, we developed the first self-test for the risk of a preterm birth, because we believe that with more testing, we have better chances to detect a preterm birth on time. What we have developed is a unique biochemical system embedded in a smart sanitary pad. The sanitary pad finds biochemical markers of preterm birth. If the test is positive, doctors can take preventive action to save lives. If the test is negative, doctors know that the patient will not deliver during the next 7 days. Why? Because an early alert of a preterm birth could completely change the life of the baby. Doctors can take the preventive medical act so that they can increase the chances of survival, reduce the chances of morbidity, and reduce time in incubators for preterm babies. And it's just very important to highlight that these treatments have to be given before birth to decrease pulmonary and brain injuries. It's absolutely crucial to do it before the infant is born. Our team is incredibly diverse. My co-founder, Lulia Kasim, is from Syria, and she's an entrepreneur. This is her second venture. She's a pharmacist and a biotechnologist. Me, I'm the inventor of the technology. I have been working on this kind of non-invasive diagnostics for the past 8 years. My PhD thesis is written on that, on these topics. I have 4 patents on the field and 10 scientific publications in the same field. We have a team of 8 people already working on the development of the technology and on the clinical validation of it. We have an advisory board that covers regulatory, business, IVD development. Our advisors come from big companies and have the correct experience to bring this product to the market. We have raised already more than $1 million in equity free to prove our technology concept. And now that we're reaching that stage, we are fundraising to perform the clinical trials for our technology. We're raising $4 million so that we can achieve the registration of our medical device in about 2 years. Why should you invest in Rhea? Because we bring great value to pregnant women. We have a smart and protected technology, and we have access to a huge market. We believe that market size, we have calculated our market size is above $1 billion, and we have an addressable market of 200 million. And it's very important to highlight that we have the business potential to generate gross margins above 75%, according to the most reputed IVD companies in the world.
3 minutes.
Thank you for your time. Open for questions.
Okay, thank you. So I think you're, first of all, this is a great category. You've identified a significant problem in the marketplace, which is good. And I think that's, you know, what I like as an investor is, what's the problem? Here's the problem. What's the solution? And you have a solution. Now, that's the good news. The one concern that I do have is you're in a very a technology oriented industry with clinical trials and hospitals, doctors, governments, et cetera. So obviously, I mean, I see here, you know, you're dealing with hospital, you know, the LaSalle University Hospital, and you've got some good doctors involved. But how long, I mean, I heard you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've got clinical trials that you need to do, and that these might take 3 years. Did I hear that right? Is this going to be 3 years before you're actually able to sell the product and generate revenue from the product?
Yeah, we estimate about 2 years for product registration. That means in 2 years, we already aim to have the product, the clinical trials achieved and in with good performances. And then we believe that we can start selling the product quickly.
Okay, you have a go-to market strategy that's based on, you know, three pillars. One is, you know, partnering with 10 hospitals, and the next is, you know, getting good partners to manufacture, et cetera. But you really can't manufacture anything yet. You have to wait till you get the clinicals done. Are you able to work with hospitals now, even though the product isn't clinically proven?
Yes, that's correct. So what we are doing today with hospitals is that we're giving them non-invasive, an non-invasive device, right? So this doesn't pose any risk to the patient. So what the physicians are doing in the clinic that we're working with, which is the biggest in Switzerland, is that they are validating our results and comparing them to the gold standard. This way we can find a quick path towards registration of our product.
Okay, so if somebody were to invest money today, when do you think they would be able to see a return on that investment?
Yeah, actually, we, the founders and our advisors, we believe that there are different stages where the startup could actually potentially exit. We believe that we have a great innovation in our hands, and the startup could exit by the time we provide clinical results. I think there are big companies that are working already on preterm birth. You have big acquisitions from Abbott, from very big competitors in the field. So the startup could exit before. So one step would be clinical trials. Second step, first clients. We do believe that there is a specific market that we could target. I think that there is another potential for exit. And as founders, we also believe that we could go even further and scale a business, a profitable business ourselves.
Right. So I think, let me just kind of try to give you my perspective on a deal like this. When there are certain investors that invest in pharmaceuticals and technologies that have years of development out there, And they're, you know, they're willing to take some risk like that because this could be a huge return. If you're going down this path to sell the company, there's one liability, and that is what happens if the clinicals don't prove out, right? So this is a big issue for investors. I mean, so I would never recommend an investor take his life savings and put it into something that may not get a clinical in 3 years, because these are, you know, you see pharmaceutical companies, their stock price is going up based on these clinicals that they're running. And then they have to announce what happened with the clinicals. Did they prove out or not? If they proved out, it keeps running. If they didn't, it generally plummets the other way. So this is a little bit of a concern here. What happens if you never get the clinicals? And I think the key thing that I would be looking for in the direction of the company, because as an investor, it's 3 years to get clinicals. Then it might take a couple of years to prove out getting customers, making money, having sales. I would make this a pitch to investors that it's just to get in now and get out when the clinicals come in. And so that they're not going to be looking at another 3 years. Maybe, you know, this is this long 3 years for clinicals, 3 years to prove out the business model, a 6 year wait before they could get a return on investment. Maybe there's a way that you could get them feeling very comfortable with the direction the clinicals are taking right now, with maybe some testimonials from some patients, and then some various reviews from doctors that are currently involved with the program that might give you positive news about their feeling about the clinicals being very positive, and focusing this on getting investors to come in now, but get out at an earlier stage than developing the company, because I'm just concerned that investors would see this being too long of a process to make happen for them.
Absolutely. Thank you for the comment. I would say, okay, actually, we have the expertise, we have the correct expertise. As I said, we have been working on this for quite some time. So we already have the proof of concept of the technology.
Right.
We have found the specificities that any person investing in medical devices would ask for. It's part of the risk of the technology. So we do have a plan to provide our investors with the progress, the technical progress. And it's true. While it's going to take 2 years, we know it's not going to take less than 2 years to get the medical registration, not the clinical trials, I would say.
Yeah.
But still, Eric, we can provide continuous feedback about the technical part. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you. All right. Good luck.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks.
All right.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. It's getting more exciting. Franziska Mesche with Stripus.
Yes. Hello. Hello, Kevin.
Hi there. Good to see you.
The same to you. Let me just know when you can see my screen.
Ben, can you please bring Francisca?
Yeah, I couldn't because Francisca went very fast with sharing screen. I can't bring her yet.
Okay, I have to unshare it.
Yeah, if you can unshare this for a sec, let me bring you.
That's the first time I right.
I can do it. Just a second.
Stop sharing. Yeah.
Yeah, now you can do it.
Okay. Yes, we can see you now, Francisca.
Can you see?
Screen also, yes.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
Okay, time goes. Hi, I'm Francisca, the founder and CEO of Tripulse, and we're on a mission to make the most sustainable activewear ever created and to be the conscious consumer's first choice. Did you know that most of our sports clothes today are made from fossil-based plastic like polyester? Now, there are two major challenges with that. By 2050, there will be more plastic than there's fish in the ocean. And yet the sportswear industry uses mostly plastic fabrics, which contribute heavily to microplastic pollution. Also, plastic on our skin can cause severe conditions such as allergies or even mutagenic effects. What's our solution then? We create nature-based performance activewear that is superior to any synthetic product. Simply no compromises on function, our planet, people, and our health. After 1.5 years of R&D, co-creating and testing our clothes with athletes and fitness enthusiasts, we created this. Activewear made from sustainably sourced and certified wood fibers, a renewable resource that doesn't require added water or pesticides. They don't shed any microplastics. Produced in a clean and circular process, where almost 100% of the resources are reused, free from toxic substances. Ethically made in the EU. The fabric is high performing with superior comfort and for all training intensities. So what's the impact? We believe that better choices can make a huge impact. In fact, sustainability is at the core of everything we do. We certainly don't need any more activewear brands. There are plenty, but what we do need is truly sustainable and responsible brands that don't make any compromise. We contribute to a number of SDGs, such as solving the microplastic pollution and keeping our bodies free from toxins. We have net zero carbon emissions and are climate neutral certified and plant one tree for every product purchased. So the product I hold in my hand today will be the new standard in activewear in a few years from now. We have proven that we can create a world-class product as we already have hundreds of customers globally who told us how much better it feels to exercise in clothing free from plastic. So what's the opportunity? More and more consumers will wake up to the reality that plastic is not the superior fabric to work out in and will demand superior comfort and high environmental, ethical, and health benefits. We are at a unique point in time with an enormous opportunity to be ahead of the curve and to create the trusted go-to brand and one-stop shop for truly sustainable and nature-based performance activewear. I'm offering an initial investment opportunity of $500,000 for a 10% share in the company, which will help us grow our product range and invest into marketing, branding, and market expansion in an overall market that is expected to reach $250 billion by 2026. Let's take this opportunity and create a massive impact together. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Thank you. I think you're in a very good area. It's very funny. I have two kids, and my youngest son, the other day, he came to a family get together for dinner, and he had these terrible hives and rashes on his his skin coming from the shirt that he was wearing. And so I'm aware that there are issues here. I'm looking at the little kind of business plan that you put together, and these are the things that I scoped in the beginning. So your business plan, I think you talk about the problem, right? And that's very good. One of the things that I would focus on also is maybe showing some pictures of these problems. I mean, like, here's, you know, like, you get a picture of my son's skin with the hives, right? I think of when we do commercials, infomercials, TV commercials, we always start with the problem. And this now shows this irritated skin. Has this ever happened to you? Well, you know, introducing your product and the solution, right? So I think problem solution works. The one thing that you missed in this presentation is there any, you know, competitive analysis? In other words, I have to believe, I mean, I know, like, a Lululemon that is selling, you know, billions of dollars a year of athleisure and athletic wear. Do all of their clothes have plastic in them, or are they going in this direction also? So I don't know. Can you answer that one for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've absolutely done competitive analysis, and I can say Tripulse comes from a very personal frustration. So I'm a big sports person myself, and I basically created Tripulse because I couldn't find any solution to the problem, basically, that there's no performance activewear that is free from these plastics such as polyester. So I scouted the market, and of course, I'd like to put competitors maybe in two levels. One is the big players, like you said, Lululemon, Nike, Adidas. They're huge global brands where you can see the trend is going much to recycled plastics. So they're much going into that. But again, it does not solve the issues I mentioned, which is microplastic pollution and certain toxicities for your skin. And then the other ones are more niche brands that come up, like, you know, smaller sustainable brands that also focus on activewear. But these, again, they always push on recycled PET bottles. And so where we are unique and what we are creating is to be a superior product that is superior to plastic. So really superior natural performance versus plastic performance.
Is there any kind of any way you could take a piece of clothing, take a wand and analyze it and show that plastic is in the clothing? Is that a possibility? Because I like visuals, I like demonstrations. Yep. And so if you could show, here's what's out in the market, and let me show you, oh wow, look, when we sell cleaning products, we have a wand that we can take and it can detect stains and urine and dog urine and things like this. And it shows up. If you had a wand that you could show, look at the plastic in your clothing. Now that's the problem. Now look at ours. It's wood fiber based, right? And now you've got problem, you've got solution, and people can understand the plastic. It, you know, it's irritating. It's this, you know, all the negatives. You need to play this up. So I like what you're doing. Are you currently manufacturing anything yet, or you need the money to get into manufacturing? I assume you don't have sales yet, do you?
I do have sales. So I started selling. Yes, I started selling. I think it was on the one slide, the last, So we already have like hundreds of customers, actually. We started selling our first collection starting last year in spring.
Okay.
And so we have a good customer base already of roughly 400 customers globally, and already very, very good feedback. You can see it on our website, tripulse.co. A lot of our customers coming back to us that it changed their mind, or how they perceive activewear. They didn't know that it's so much better actually to work out in this kind of activewear, which gives me the confidence to say, we are in a place now where we need to scale.
So the key to scaling now is identifying a customer acquisition cost of your customer. So you have 400 customers. How much did it cost you to acquire each of those customers? And now what's the lifetime value of that customer? So let's say in my business for years, that was my focus was, It cost me X amount of dollars to get a customer, but the customer is worth, you know, if the customer is worth $100 and it cost me $20 to acquire that customer, that makes sense. So that's the focus. I think that you're at a stage where companies like my company, we actually help companies scale via digital marketing. And whether you find somebody there locally or look for some help from companies like ourselves, this is what we do. We take companies that are at a certain point, they've identified customer acquisition costs, and we help them scale it on a massive basis. I think you're very close, and congratulations. I really like what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Thanks a lot for the
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin, Francisco, thank you. We have still two more projects left, and the next one is Federico with Energia Vectorial.
Hi, Sveta.
Bring him in spotlight. Bring Federico, yes.
Can you see my screen?
But
also very fast. Just a sec. Can you unshare your screen, please?
I can unshare my screen, of course.
Yeah, let me find you first. Yeah.
Found?
Yeah, no, I found you.
Amazing.
Hi, Federico.
Hi, Veta. Let me know when you can see.
Who wants to pitch so quick?
Yes.
The excitement.
Okay, feedback. Of course, I understand. Okay, go ahead. Good luck.
Amazing. Hi, Karin. We're in Energia Vectorial, and we focus on decarbonizing mobility by converting gas cars into electric vehicles. We started doing this because I have a niece that is right now 5 years old, and the doctors told us that she was getting very sick in the lungs because of the air pollution that we have in our cities, and that this happened to every child under five in the major cities in Latin America and around the world. So we started looking into this, and we saw that up to 90% of the total emissions in developing cities come from the transport system, and then just 3% of the vehicles generate 90% of the total emissions that we have, generating a huge problem around climate change and air quality in our cities. So we brought a solution in which we take any car that is in the streets, and we can make it electric, but taking out the engine and the gas tank and putting in an electric engine and a battery pack. This solution can be implemented in any vehicle. We have done it multiple times already for the past few years. We have a specific innovations here, is that we can plug our cars into any charging station currently available in the world right now. You can even plug it into the wall, making it even more accessible, so you don't need a charging station. We have four specific things for our advantages. Is we reduce the acquisition cost against a new electric to up to 65%. We reduce the operational cost against a gas car up to 60%. Any car can be electrified, and we can customize the electrification to the needs of the operation that the client has. We can operate with the mass market. We have converted multiple of these, mainly focused on iconic cars. We also work with corporates or B2B, converting their fleets for last mile delivery, very focused on cost and return. Converting also buses and garbage trucks. There's a lot of competition in the electric vehicle sector, but we have a specific advantage that we deliver the same performance for the third of the cost. We already have sales and customers for the last 3 years, and we finished our prototyping phase, and now we're going into market introduction phase. We already have distribution in Guatemala and Colombia, scaling our model. We have impact preventing emissions of CO2 up until now, more than 400 tons. And our objective is to prevent the emissions of 256,000 tons of CO2 by 2027 every year. There's a huge market potential of $3.2 trillion just focusing in the Americas. With our current business model, we can enter a market of $96 billion. And our objectives with what we're doing, that is just 0.01 of the market in Colombia and Guatemala, is more than $200 million. We're looking for $1.6 million in investment for 15% of our shares that is going to be focused in marketing and sales mainly, and upgrading our team so we can deliver on this. We have a great team, Salomon, who has more than 10 years of experience in international logistics and finance. I focus more on impact measurement, as I have worked with the United Nations, and Miguel, who is the one that makes all the engineering. He has more than 15 years of experience in energy and engineering projects, and has worked together with the biggest company in the electric mobility sector. We were incubated in 2019 at Impact Hub. Google selected us as one of the top 10 startups in Colombia. We won the Innovation Championship of Zurich Insurance, creating the first insurance for converted cars in Latin America. And the C40, which is the Network for Sustainable Cities, selected us as one of the top 15 startups for carbon-free streets. We do conversions and we set up carbon stations for Energía Vectorial. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks, Federico.
Okay.
I hope you got everything in spite of Spanish accent of Federico.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think we're good. Thank you. I appreciate it. So couple quick questions. You currently say you charge about $8,000 to do this retrofit changeover, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you make there's a margin of 20% profit in that $8,000 cost, give or take?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how long does it take? Like if I bring my car in, I pay the $8,000, how long does it take to do the switchover?
Right now, it takes 2 weeks. We're aiming to finish this year with 1 week, and the aim is to do it in 1 day.
Okay, and how long, if I'm buying gas right now, driving a normal 10 or 12,000, 15,000 miles a year, how long would it take me to earn back that $8,000 in savings on the gas side?
So it depends on the cost of the gas in each country. But for example, for CAPS, which are in Latin America, which are the ones that move the most, it takes 3 years.
Takes about 3 years. Okay. Because you know, it reminds me a little of the solar business, people putting solar on their houses so they can reduce their costs. So they have this upfront cost, and then then they get their money back. So do you offer financing to people? Do you have it? I mean, a lot of times people may even have equity in their car where it might be bankable or financeable, you know, for them to get the $8,000 from a bank or somebody like that. How do you look at helping people do this, like financing?
Yeah. So right now we have partnership with a local bank to offer loans so they can convert the car and they pay monthly. And one of the things that we're looking into is for us to finance it directly, and they pay by the reduction that they have against the gas. So that's one of the business models that we are researching.
Okay. And have you been running into any problems with, you know, somebody comes in, you guys work on that car for 2 weeks, you give them back their car, it's now electric. Are there issues that that people are having?
So from the conversions that we've done, only 5% of them have come back. And every time that they come back is because of how they drive. So the behavior that they have through the car. But 95% of the car, it goes very smoothly, mainly because electric mobility, it actually has more power and it's easier to control. But yeah, it has happened, and it happens because of the behavior of the driver.
Gotcha. Yeah, one thing that you might want to do also, I mean, electric is it's better for the environment, obviously, because of the pollution side. It's saving you money. I know friends that own electric cars. I don't own one, but they're very, very fast also, right? Is that something that when somebody gets their car back, does it go faster now on the pickup?
We deliver the same performance, at least that they have with the current car. We can put even more performance depending on what type of conversion they want. So you can take a Volkswagen Beetle, for example, and we can deliver you with the same performance. We can make it a Tesla Monster inside of that vehicle.
And I think that's one of the things that I would be stressing in the selling of this is not just saving the environment. People, they will buy things to save the environment, but at the end of the day, people are still selfish. And what's in it for me? Oh, I can save money. I can go faster. These are the things that I would focus on in the selling of this. And
if I may interrupt you there, one of the things that we're looking into is exporting cars to Europe with that value proposition. Like you can take the cars that are connected to your heart with the new technology without any pollution, but they are like actually back to the future kind of a thing.
Gotcha. I like that. Do you have any partners in America yet? That's one thing that I would suggest that you look for.
We don't have one, and you're probably going to be the first one.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm excited for you. I like what you're doing. I don't know if you're familiar with Kathy Wood, ARK Investments. She's been a huge proponent of Tesla and electric vehicles. Kathy manages $80 billion. She just moved her operation from New York to my hometown of St. Pete, Florida. And she invests in battery companies, Tesla companies, electric companies, et cetera. Maybe would be something we could take a look at and showing to Kathy Wood. She's a very powerful investor. And I've recently connected with her here in St. Petersburg, Florida. So that's something we can bring to the table.
Amazing. We let me know if I need to fly there.
Super.
That's a perfect final.
Good luck. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, thanks, Federico. Thanks, Kevin. And we bring the last participant, last finalist of today, Mariano with Matt Mobility. Mariano, please don't be so quick. We bring you first and then you share your presentation.
Okay.
Yeah. You're in.
We can see you. We are waiting for your presentation. Yes.
Okay. Are we good?
Yes.
Yes, we can see it. Yes.
Okay, thank you all for being here. My name is Mariano. I am CEO and co-founder of Mad Movilidad. This person that you see here is Martin. As you see, he is a very active person. He likes the horses, the movement, the adrenaline. In 2008, he had a spinal cord injury, and from that time, he's been a permanent wheelchair user. There exist more than 1 billion people with disabilities worldwide, and only 5 to 15% of them have an assistive device, as it is a wheelchair. In Colombia, we have more than 3.5 million people with some sort of disability. 60% of them don't have an income, and 80% of them don't have a labor contract. So we have a problem here, and is that it exists as social labor exclusion to people with disability. But we created MAD. What is MAD? MAD stands for mobility, accessibility, time, and trabajo. That means job or work in Spanish. Our mission, our purpose is to improve the quality of life of people with reduced mobility. That person that you see is, there is Martin, and that is one device that we created some years ago. All our value proposition is around this vehicle. We want that all the people that need this vehicle can afford it and can access to it. This is the last version that we are building, and the benefits that you get with this vehicle is that you have increased mobility. You will be moving to 30 to 40 kilometers an hour when you move naturally 2 kilometers a day in a wheelchair. You will be more autonomous. You will not depend on other people. You will increase the opportunities because you will be moving around the city. And that will mean that you will improve your mental and physical health. What differentiates from our competition is that we want to be more as an ecosystem than just a vehicle. We want a systematic strategy where the people can afford and access to our vehicles. We always think in design terms. We always want that everything that we do is very aesthetic. And we want to have like this big community. So we are creating this software that we call the Club 2G. This is a software where all people with disabilities can access, and you will get features of mobility, community, accessibility maps, benefits, education, income opportunities, etc. As a way to market ourselves and to make some sales and to educate people, we created MAD Experiences. This is a fun and educational awareness tour experience about social inclusion and accessibility in Medellin, in a MAD. The market size of the billion is about 100 billion. We want to address the one from our department, that is 60,000 people. We have created more than 140,000 kilometers. This means 36 times the distance between New York and Los Angeles. 3.6 trips around the Earth, and 37% of the distance between the Earth and the Moon. We have more than 14,000 members in our digital community. We have inspired more than 7 ramps. We have educated more than 400 people, and we have more than 15 people in our club. This is some mentions and awards. We are a systematic strategy, and we are doing it like in a very integral way. We have more than 7 SDGs. This is the team. We are a team basically of biomedical engineers and business development people. This is what we are asking for, 200,000 in a simple agreement for future equity way. And basically want to product design 25%, 20% we want to make an NFT crowdfunding campaign. And the other 55% is to the team. So this is the invitation. Are you ready to include yourself and transform the place you inhabit? Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mariano. Nicely done. It's very interesting because obviously the wheelchair business is huge. Are you the only one now that has created a wheelchair? It looks like I would call this a wheelchair combined with an electric bike, right? Is that probably the best way to describe it? You don't even have the pedals for this if somebody has a disability, maybe isn't their, you know, their feet. I mean, there are no pedals on it, correct? It's all electric? Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all electric. Yes, sir.
Okay. So what do you sell this for, and what is your cost of goods?
Okay, the cost of goods is around $1,000.
Okay.
And we sell it like, let me just see here, like 2,300,000.
2,300. Wow. That seems, first of all, it seems a little too cheap. If you have $1,000 cost, you should be getting at least four times that on the retail, maybe even five times. So I thought you were going to say it cost $1,000. We're selling it for $4,000 to $5,000. I would suggest it to the standard. If you're doing B2C, business direct to the consumer, you have a little more leeway than if you're wholesaling it. So if you have $1,000 cost, you need to be wholesaling that for anywhere from $1,500 up to $1,800, maybe even as much as $2,000 wholesale. Then they're going to turn around. So let's say you had $1,000 cost, you wholesaled it at $1,500. They're going to want to sell it for $3,000, double their price. So already you're at least at $3,000, but I'd rather see a model. Your cost is $1,000. You sell it for $2,000. They sell it for $4,000. Now, maybe they could discount it if they wanted. They don't have to sell it for $4,000. They could sell it for $3,600 or whatever. But they're, you know, you still, I'm concerned about your pricing margins. $1,000 to $2,300 is not enough for you to allow for distributions and profits. I do like that you've got 14,000 members in your digital community. Have you applied for any kind of patents on the combination of a bicycle with a wheelchair?
No, we haven't patented anything because what we think is that we only have, that's what we think, like it's a bicycle frame, an engine and a battery, and a way that you attach the device to the wheelchair. So we haven't seen there like a technology to be patented. We see as a just getting together basic stuff like an engine, a battery, and a frame.
So let me ask you this: does this add to somebody's existing wheelchair? Is that how it goes?
Yeah. The idea is that we can attach this to an existing wheelchair, but we also want to create our own wheelchair. So our attachment device will be perfectionized because it is better when it is perfectly made, the wheelchair for the device.
See, I, and I'm sorry, I never understood that this is a retrofit model. I thought when you said you're selling this for $2,300, that included the wheelchair and the bike. What you're talking about is just the bike part. Now, does this install on virtually every wheelchair out there, 95% type of thing?
I don't have exactly that data because all the wheelchairs are, most of them are like perfectly made for every person. There are some general things, but this is like our shoes. So it has to be really custom made. So to answer your question, it depends. We need to see every wheelchair and see if it attached because you can find some of these kind of scooters in the market, but the way they do it is different. I mean, they attach it from the sides of the wheelchair and we do it like in the front. So we want to be more as a motorcycle, something of lifestyle than a medical device.
Do people that buy your bicycle part, do they have to let you install it or can they do this themselves in their own home?
Today we do it ourselves, but my idea is to have a perfect product that you can just send to everywhere with instructions on how to attach it. But today we do it internally.
Now, I think that you're going to need to move to a model where if you have to install every one of these, it becomes very prohibitive for scaling. So I think you need to create something that is an easy add-on, but also I think having your own product, your own wheelchair with a bike to it that's made from the beginning, sell that for the right price, that might have to sell for $5,000 or $6,000, but I think people will buy it. There are many direct to the consumer ads running in the United States for mobility units that people can use that have issues, but this is just for even around the home. So last question I have for you, have you approached insurance companies to be able to help pay for this? Because if you could tell people, hey, look, buy this and your insurance company will help you pay for it. That becomes a much easier situation then.
Yeah, we have never thought about that idea. I have to try it and see how the insurance company are willing to do this kind of business here in Colombia at the beginning, but I haven't tried that. I think that's a really good idea because
okay,
we are improving great health of these people.
Be very powerful. And yes, I think there may be some things we could help you with here in the States, maybe doing some testing here. And I think you've got a great product category. It clearly is a category that could use this, you know, this added benefit to folks with disability to be able to get out and around more. I would love to see, you know, this, I'd love to see publicity happening for people that are now out and about that never could really do this before. I think it'd be very, be a very positive thing for every community to have this. So congratulations and good job. Good luck. We may be able to help you in the US here too.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Mariano. Thanks to all who pitched to us today. So it was amazing. What we suggest now, because we need to take a decision about the winners, we take a small picture with seven finalists and we go for 5 minutes to discuss with Kevin and other jury members. And then we come back and we announce who are the winners. Yeah? Great. Ben, if you can bring the finalists into the spotlight, then once everyone is there, I will be able to take a picture. And please, guys, smile this time. You've been so serious today. I know it's not easy, but it's great when you can smile now. Just a second. Give me a second to get my tool in. Okay, are you all ready? Smile. One more time.
Kevin is missing.
Yeah, one moment. I still haven't added everybody yet.
Someone? Just a second.
Where is Kevin?
Kevin, where are you?
Give I'm right time. In the middle.
No, no, not you.
No.
We have one more Kevin.
We have one more.
See you.
He's
we have
not
Kevin
here.
Participant.
Oh,
not here. I don't see him. Okay, so Sveta.
Yeah, okay, just one more time then. Cheese. Great, it is done. Okay.
Thanks.
Just let me save that precious exemplar. Okay, guys, then Ben will send you to breakout rooms and then we see each other in 5 minutes.
Okay,
thanks.
All right, everyone is back. Great, so we had a very hot discussion among juries. It was not easy to choose who is going to win today and which prizes, but we did it. So guys, the most exciting moment, I'm going to announce the three winners of Impact Leaders Contest 2022. Place number three, Wake Up Pelvic and Leva. Bravo, congratulations to you. Ben, can you please bring all the finalists one by one who are winning here in the spotlight so we can see their faces. Hi, congratulations, place number three. And your prize, as you were looking for mentors, is our mentorship program at Impact Investing School.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. It's amazing. I really wanted this mentorship.
Great. We are happy to hear you are happy. All right, place number two. Ready? It is Matt Mobility and Mariano. Mariano, where are
Thank
you?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations to you.
Thanks. Thanks to you.
Congratulations.
Nice experience.
We are really happy for you. And the prize for you is a TV show interview at Swiss Impact with Banerjee's.
Okay. Wow.
To increase your outreach and get more support from investors and partners around the globe to create
thank you, thank
amazing
you.
Impact. Good. And last but not least, the first place of Impact Leaders 2022. I'm creating some music. Franziska, it's you, Tripulse. Congratulations.
Ooh, wow.
Yes. Congratulations, dear. You did a great job. Please unmute yourselves. We can't hear your...
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I mean, what a wonderful news and present. This is amazing. This is absolutely fantastic.
We are so happy.
Because I still can't believe it.
Yes, and the prize is one-to-one session, 30 minutes with Mr. Kevin Harrington.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm so much looking forward to it. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you,
all. Me too. Thank you very much. Great job. And I just want to say that I'm very impressed. Really, all seven presentations were done well. They were prepared pretty close to time and lots of good problem solutions. But at the end of the day, you know, we had to pick three. And, you know, really, we actually had a tough time whittling this down. But I just want to thank everybody for participating and giving amazing presentations and looking forward to the future with many of you and several of you. And of course, I will be mentoring Franziska there as we get this kicked off. So congratulations, everybody.
Amazing, Kevin. So your expectations for impact projects are fulfilled, I hope, because this was our goal to get you into impactful business.
Are you speaking to me?
No, to Kevin. Kevin.
Right.
You're speaking to me. Okay. Yes. I appreciate. Thank you. I think this is the future. People need to look at the impact that their business has on the environment, on our society, on our families and friends, and the future of the world, et cetera. So I think we had a really powerful launch of your program. And I just want to thank everybody again for participating and look forward to the next one that we put on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sveta.
And we are seeing you soon, I guess, right? Thank you for joining us so much.
Super. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And with this, we'd like to close Impact Leaders 2022. And it was an amazing experience. Thank you to all projects who applied from the very beginning, to semi-finalists, and of course, the amazing finalists of today. And big congratulations to winners again, Franziska, Mariano, and Leva. You are Impact Leaders 2022 for us. You're great. Thanks. All right. And we are very much looking forward to the next Impact Leaders and hope many more to happen. Thank you all and act with impact. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much, guys. All the best. Keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Take care.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed this episode of TV show Swiss Impact with Banerjees.
Make sure you check out the next one and also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, podcasts, and any of your favorite social media places.
And please subscribe to our channel so you know when we release new episodes.
And also leave us some feedback to help us grow this awesome impact community.
We look forward to sharing the next episode with you. And until then,
impact is best when you invest.